If you go to my website, or if you look in your email today and get the programming email that I sent out, you will notice there is a photograph and the and what we call the placard for today's show, which says Diddy's Rap Sex Cult was created to destroy the black family. Note the photograph in the background. This is a photograph from 1958, and it shows a Christmas tree in the background, well decorated, and it shows a mother in the foreground, well dressed, a father next to her, well dressed, a son sitting on the father's lap. They are reading a book together. And you can't see because that's my ugly mug there, but behind me, and there's no other way for me to arrange the photograph on the placard. Behind me, the daughter is on the floor, sitting up and listening to the dad and the son read the book. Why do I bring this up? Better chart played. Why are you boring me with this stupid big Christmas 1958? We got problems alone. Yes, my hair lip friend, we do. It's a black family. These are black people. Now, I'm not singling you blacks. I'm only pointing this out because of what has happened since. It was decided that this version of black America must go the way of the Edsel, of the dodo bird. Must be done away with because our communist infiltrators, satanic communist infiltrators, needed to get rid of all families, but certainly it set as a target black families. So the first round of destruction was abortion, long-term contraception, and addiction to this thing called the social welfare state. It did a good job, if you're trying to kill people and ruin families. Didn't do it all, didn't get rid of them altogether, though. So they had to come up with another method. What did the cabal, what did the satanic ruling master cabal, what did it come up with? Rap music. Some of you are going to go, come on, chick, I like rap music as much as the next guy. You shouldn't. It came up with hood gangsta rap. And the cult around that rap is satanic. It is satanic. It is sexually deviant. It is an affront in every facet, in every way imaginable to Almighty God. And it did the trick. Took the number from around 50%. Took it to now it's at 78% of all beautiful black children will be born to single mothers. The chance of them escaping the hell of rap culture and these inner city violence is slim. The chance of them making it to their 20th birthday is 4-1. They have a 1 in 4 chance of being killed in their own neighborhoods. And yet, you see, but the rap plays on, and look, we got Diddy, they make millions of bands. I want to be just like that. No, you don't. While all this was going on, you had to build prisons so that once the gangster, once the violence, once the pedos, once the perverts, once the crossroad deals were made with the black, quote, artist, close quote, they had to be kept in line and they could never leave that plantation. How did they do it? They made black Epsteins. And Diddy Combs is one of those Epsteins. You know who's turned on Diddy? 50 Cent. Now look, I ain't a big TKD, you're telling me you're, yeah, I got his greatest hits, 50 Cent's greatest hit. 50 Cent has turned, 50 Cent and this guy Dom Lucra are out there, but I'm more impressed by 50 Cent because 50 Cent used to be invested in this. And 50 Cent is out there going like, I told them, I wouldn't go. Apparently 50 Cent went to some of these parties and went, that is not what I signed up for. So I want you to listen to Jesse Waters. I'm really starting to like Jesse. Jesse, like, dedicated his show last night, the opening part of it. He was like, you're not, no. I will read Diddy's lawyer's statement that he had to put out. Diddy's missing, folks. Maggie was right. When remember I told you Kyle Becker reported that he was on the Gulfstream and he was headed to Cabo Verde because it doesn't have an extradition treaty. They don't know where he is. He has not been questioned. He was not. We had a report that said that he was at the Miami airport. I told you we couldn't verify it. Well, you still can't verify it. No one knows where Diddy is. So here's Jesse Waters' report on this. It's very well done and very well detailed.
Shockwaves reverberating through the music industry after federal agents raided the L.A. and Miami homes of billionaire hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs. Homeland Security conducted the armed raid in an alleged sex trafficking operation. TMZ later capturing Diddy pacing around a private Miami airstrip. Diddy wasn't arrested, but his phones were seized. And there's speculation tonight that he's fled the country. We can't confirm it.
Can't deny it
either. Though, Diddy's attorneys putting out a statement saying, quote, there is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities. This unprecedented ambush, paired with advanced coordinated media presence, leads to a premature rush to judgment of Mr. Combs and is nothing more than a witch hunt.
Whatever.
We believe the raid was triggered by a litany of lawsuits, including from his own ex, alleging abuse, rape, and sex trafficking. Diddy settled that one, but then, 2 months ago, his former producer, Rodney Lil Rod Jones, filed an explosive lawsuit containing disturbingly graphic and disgusting details that not only implicate Diddy, but aim straight at the heart of the music industry. An elaborate racketeering, blackmail, and sex trafficking scheme that his lawyers compare to Jeffrey Epstein's. Now, for over a year, Lil Rod had unfettered access to Diddy's world, his homes, his planes, and his parties, where he claims he witnessed mountains of narcotics, illegal firearms, laced drinks, sex workers, and underage boys and girls. The producer claims he was groped by Diddy, groomed, and forced into humiliating sexual performances. Diddy's chief of staff, Christina Corum, is said to have been the Ghislaine Maxwell to Sean Combs, allegedly ordering her assistants to keep Mr. Combs high off gummies, pills, cocaine, and ecstasy, and maintaining a steady stream of sex workers for her boss. Now, some of the women brought into Diddy's orbit were under the age of 16. That's according to the complaint. The lawsuit claims he required the sex workers and underage girls to sign NDAs prior to entering his parties and prior to being drugged and sex trafficked at these parties.
I'm just going to pause the tape. I'm just going to quote Dom Luca for a second. If you didn't rape her, why'd you pay her?
Allegedly forced all of the women to drink laced De Leon liquor, as well as laced Chirac vodka and champagne.
Now you
his
won't believe how they did
Gene
this.
Deal said this.
Guys don't put those pills that they get to the girls in the champagne bottles because they popping them in front of them. It's in the orange juice and it's in the cranberry juice. They didn't put the pills and the stuff in there, the roofies. Those girls who like the mixed drinks, they gonna pour their own sexual act because they don't understand it ain't in the bottles. It's in the juice. Those guys, they learn that. And they put it to those girls who don't know no better.
Now, Diddy called these his freak-out parties. In attendance were celebrities, politicians, athletes, international dignitaries like British royalty, Prince Harry, and music label executives. Lil Rod claimed some of the biggest names in the recording industry sponsored these parties with sex workers, drugs, and underage girls. The CEO of Universal Music, Lucian Grange, is named as a defendant. So is the former CEO of Motown Records, Ethiopia, Habert Mariam,
okay,
and others.
Okay, you get the gist here. Let me also take it to Don Luca, breaker of narratives. Now, did you know this? On September the 15th, 2023, Democrat Mayor Eric Adams, I am mayor of all the New Yorkers, gave Sean Diddy Combs, the key to New York City, despite being informed about the brewing conflict that Puffy is currently in. Adams is currently under investigation for his second sexual assault accusation. And then there's more on this. And there's a video of Diddy being chauffeured around in a 60-foot-long Suburban around his mean streets of New Tenochtitlan City with the key to the city, screaming F-bomb expletives at the top of his lungs or what have you here, that Eric Adams, of all the people Eric Adams could have given that key to, he gave it to Diddy Combs. Yeah, you heard it yesterday. I won't play the whole thing, but let's just get a little flavor of my 2001 soon-to-be number one viral hit, Puff the Nasty Rapper.
Puff the Nasty Rapper.
This is the Crusade Radio Network.
Lived by the hood and shot his gun at speakeasies at night whene'er he could. Little Jenny Lopez loved that rapper Puff and bought him furs and pinky rings and other homeboy stuff.
You get the point. Okay, blackmail ring. Where have I heard this before? You people that are fans of E. Michael Jones, you know, E. Michael Jones is pretty outspoken on Jeffrey Epstein and what Epstein was really doing. I think he even said it on the last time I interviewed him here on the Crusade Radio Network and the Mike Church Show. What did E. Michael Jones think? This wasn't about this guy. Maybe he was a prevert. And it's not about Puffy, the Nasty Rapper, being a prevert, although he is. It certainly is. It's about bringing the famous in. And this is what the cops were looking for. This is what the feds, the ATF, and whoever else was in on that raid of his two homes. They were looking for, look, they hauled out of there. You can clearly see they got a bag full of phones and a couple of laptops in the bags that they hauled out. And then they brought boxes out, which I assume were filled with. They were looking for recording devices and drugs.